And Kathy Dawes again, along with a couple of folks representing Pawnee Mental Health Center and also a women's health group. We have Katie Tackman and also Lance Holler doing just that, and a new partnership they're involved in, which sounds pretty exciting. And Katie, I thought we might get into some more examples and ideas. I mean, we mentioned the group session of the postpartum women, but also individually, and maybe more specifically, some people aren't maybe comfortable in a group setting, and some suggestions for them.
You bet. So if the group setting is something that you're not comfortable with, individualized therapy is another option, and that really is individualized for each client. And you know, that might consist of once a week for, you know, a couple months, or that might consist of every other week. Everybody has different needs, and so really we'll spend that first appointment really assessing need and recognizing, you know, what really is available for each individual client.
And, you know, I liked something you said earlier, too, because there's no handbook for the perfect way to raise a baby. I know when I was starting out as a very young mother, I never even babysat as a teenager. So it was a totally new world. And you just have to realize the baby's new to everything, too. And it's really difficult to mess up too badly, I think.
It is. I agree. And, you know, the way I explain it to moms is this is a new job. And any time that we have a new job, it's a learning curve. And I remember seeing one mom a couple weeks ago, and she was 7 days, delivered 7 days prior. And, you know, by the time I saw her a week later, she, you know, she got a little more sleep. She was able to maintain a couple more meals than she had that first week. And overall, she had just, you know, felt more confident in herself, which therefore led her to, you know, be less anxious around her baby. You know, she felt better about what she was doing. She was learning as she was going. So that
kind of
helps.
A routine, if there is such a thing with a
newborn.
Of course. I'm not really sure there is.
No.
Now, it's interesting, though, because each child is different, too. And if you get a colicky baby, it can become more problematic. And lack of sleep can really get after several months of not getting enough sleep. My son and his wife have been going through that with two little ones, and that makes it more difficult too. But
it really does, and really I remind my moms too that it's okay to ask for help. You have support, utilize that. It's very important, especially in those first couple weeks, to reach out. And another message I always convey to them is they are not alone. They are not the only women that feel overwhelmed right when they deliver a baby. This is normal feelings for everybody.
And I would think that virtually anyone kind of feels a little overwhelmed, even if you have children later. I mean, if you have one child and you have another one later, it's still an adjustment.
Of course, it is. And I really see, and in my own experience, having four kids, that first one is really, it's the biggest adjustment. But then again, going from one to two is an adjustment too.
That's quite true. Well, and I know, Lance, anything else, too, with the women's health group and the part that you play that you kind of want to emphasize, and, you know, other things I know that you're involved with right now that you want to share would be great.
You know, we're just trying to do the best we can to focus on the women's health and do what we do in having this postpartum, having Katie involved, and we're also working on a walk to bring awareness to postpartum depression. It'll probably be in this fall is what we're hoping, but we're still ironing out the details of where it's going to be and what all is going to be involved with that walk. But we're just trying to do everything we can to bring that out, that awareness, you know, bring more satisfaction to those new mothers out there and give them the best experience they can with their new child.
And, you know, while we're bringing awareness, too, I mean, the Women's Health Group, you've been around for a while. You might remind us a bit more about that. I know it's been quite some time since I've had anyone representing that group on, and just maybe other things in addition to what you do with this particular partnership.
Well, we do a little bit of everything around women's health. I mean, we do all the OBs here in town. I mean, we're the only OB facility here in town. And we also do complicated problems with women and just any gynecology annual exams. We do just anything around women's health and just trying to think of what else.
Well, no, that makes sense. And you know, it is a continuing of interest. And I don't know, Katie, how many folks you're working with right now. Is there any kind of limits? Do you have any, not that I expect hard numbers, but the amount of folks that you're kind of helping out with this project right now?
Oh, no. I think unfortunately, there's a need. And the bottom line is we really want to increase awareness. That's the bottom line. And I am busy. So we are there. I'm there two mornings a week at Women's Health Group. And so they can schedule appointments there, or they can also, I'm there for more of an emergent situation. So if something comes up on a Friday or Monday morning, then I'm available there. Also, if they are open to appointments at Pawnee, then I'm also seeing these Women's Health Group referrals during the week at Pawnee.
You kind of wonder, do you imagine there's some folks kind of slipping through the cracks? I don't know how we could reach some of those women out there.
That's the bottom line of this work. That's what we want to do. We really want to, and that's the bottom line of the partnership, to really reach out to those women who in the past maybe have fallen through the cracks. And just having the option to really have those appointments in one building, they're already going to see their OB. And so really the nurses reaching out at that point and offering them that option to see somebody at that same location is really, that's our purpose, to really catch those women that have fallen through the cracks in the past.
Lance, remind us where you're located. I mean, if someone's wanting to reach out, get some help, I mean, make suggestions that way.
We're at 1620 Charles Place off of Dickens. You can call us at 776-1400 if you need an appointment for anything, including Katie, with regards to postpartum or anything within the women's health area. We've been there for a while. I think we're possibly going to look at new facilities here at some point. And we're kind of tucked down in there with like orthopedics and the dental health group down there.
And you do serve folks of all ages. I mean, I have to admit, I'm an older woman. I go there for my regular checks, too. So it's good for people to know that that's kind of where you're located and if they're looking for assistance. And as Katie, you say you're there a couple mornings a week.
Yep.
And I mean, do you just walk in and ask for Katie, or how would you go about doing that?
They would have to call in. Since she's only there 2 days a week, it would probably be most beneficial to call in. I mean, they could walk in as well and see if they could schedule an appointment with her. If we felt like it was somewhere outside of our area, then we might request that she just go see her directly at her office. But it doesn't hurt to call in and ask and see what you need to do to get set up. We've always had this partnership, I guess, but just having her in-house has just been a huge benefit to us and increasing that communication and making it just easier access has been great.
Now, Katie, I like the fact that you mentioned that you also have the men in mind too, though. And how does that work? I mean, are they in on some of these sessions, or kind of explain that if you could?
Yes, every situation's different. Some of the women do bring their partners or husbands in with them. And I think it's good for the husband. Sometimes in that kind of therapeutic setting, they feel the women might, and the husbands might feel like they can say something with, you know, that they usually would not say at home. And so once I am in the room with them, they might be more apt to visit subjects they might not on a regular basis. And so yeah, I think that recognizing that there is a need for the men or the partners is important too. And like I said, 50% of the time that happens when women are diagnosed with a perinatal mood disorder.
Now in the group setting, is that more just the women?
That is the women. Mm-hmm. That is the women, yep. Women supporting women. And really, that's the bottom line of the group, coming and realizing that you're not alone. There's other women that are suffering with these same symptoms that you are.
Any idea, you know, we talked about slipping through the cracks. Any idea how many women in this area? I don't know if either one of you could address that maybe would need such services. I mean, and is there a limit to what you're going to be able to do that way?
I never like to put limits on any kind of positive work. No, I think that unfortunately there is a need. And I think that, you know, you go back many years, there always was a need, and there will continue to be a need. The best part of that is knowing that there are people that can help. And sometimes reaching out is the hardest part. Once you reach out, then I think most of the time these women realize that, again, they're not alone and there is help available.
Now, I would imagine your role, it can be a very rewarding role. I mean, I'm sure there's times it's challenging, and, you know, I know you have to be careful about specific examples, but maybe any particular stories that have touched you and that some of the things that you've gotten out of it.
I feel like in my years and the way, one big way that I can give back is because I am a mom for almost 20 years, right now four teenagers. And so that is something that I feel like that is my pride and joy, and something that I can go from and really be in these women's shoes. And that is a way that I can really relate to them and help them and guide them through something that, you know, I've experienced many, many years ago.
You have four teenagers. You should have seen the expression of my colleague over there across the class. It's like, whoa, I had two teenagers at the same time. I could only imagine four. But
I pray my way through every day.
I can only imagine. And I bet it was a challenge when they were little, too. Now,
well, it was. It was. So it was, yeah, 6, 4, 2, and a newborn. So it was never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Well, and I don't know anything else you kind of want to share with folks. I mean, say I walk in the door and I say, I'm really struggling. Kind of give me an example of how you'd start things off. And I'm sure, as I said, each case is different. Each baby's different.
Of course.
Some are more difficult than others. But what approach would you take?
You know, again, I would just really assess, you know, how many weeks postpartum is she? Is this her first child? Who does she have around her to support her? You know, and let's also look at self-care, because I think as mothers, we always focus on the children or the babies. What are you doing for you to get through your days? Are you brushing your teeth? Have you taken a shower in a week? Have you had a warm meal? And, you know, just those basic things that really we lose sight of because we're so overwhelmed. And so that's really where the basics is really where I start.
And, you know, I still remember trying to fit showers in, especially when I had the two that were 19 months apart. And when they were both down, you took a nap, whether you had a sink full of dishes. You didn't care.
That's
you
exactly
had to rest
right.
When they did.
And that's what I want those women to do, is ignore the dishes and take care of yourselves. Get some sleep.
Well, thanks to both of you. I know I've learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners have too. But again, Pawnee Mental Health licensed master social worker Katie Tackman with us today. Also Lance Holler, administrator with the Women's Health Group. You've been listening to In Focus.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member